Okay, so the Gemara Daf Yudzayin Mavez over here has a suffek or question that Rava raises within the din halacha of tzroro. So let's just to review, the basic rule is that if a person's property causes damage directly, you know, that's one of the obvious nezikin. If it was his responsibility to guard it to make sure that damage didn't occur. But let's say the animal is walking along its way and it doesn't cause damage directly; it kicks something. And that then in turn causes damage. So the opinion of most of the Tanoim was that that's tzroros. And halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai is, even though that's considered to be your action in Kol Torah Kula, at least with regards to Nezikin, one would only pay chatzi nezek for the damage that the animal caused through its force, since it was not direct. And the opinion of Simchas was that he never or disputed this, the nature of this halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai, whether it was such halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai, whether it is halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai in the first place. And according to Simchas, we'll be obligated to pay nezek shalem, whether the animal caused damage directly or through, it's a koach, through hitting something, and then it would in turn causes damage. But of course, we paskin, like Rov of the Tanoim, that we have halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai of tzroros. That if the animal caused damage directly as it's walking, then it's nezek shalem. If it's only indirect, it's chatzi nezek. So Rova has a question with regards to the following situation. Seven lines from the bottom of Yizan Mabez. Boy Rova. Let's say the animal is walking and kicks a kli. And that kli does not break immediately when he kicks it. But it also doesn't fly into something else. That would be typical tzroros. Let's say he kicks a stone, it goes and hits the guy's window. So if you would do it, it would be your action. If your animal does it, it's only chatzi nezek. Even though it's the action of the animal, it's only chatzi nezek, as we explained yesterday. What if the animal kicks the kli, a glass vase, an iPhone or something, and it doesn't get broken right away, it flies in the air and smashes on the ground, 50 feet away, or rolls on the ground and then, falls into the gutter. So, darsal kli velo shibar, tovin is gagal amokamachar v'nishbar. So, is that called tzroros? Because it didn't happen right away, immediately with your action. Or is that called, direct? Is that called, not tzroros, regular niske mamon? You pay nezek shalim, so mahu. Bosame karaz linon. V'gufehu. Do we go based on, the initial action and where you touched it? This is not the same as kicking a stone, which then goes and breaks a window. There you never touch the window. Here you touch the stone. Okay. You touch the kli that later became broken. Oh, dilma boset tvar manaz linon. Or do we say, we go based on, the ultimate, based on when the kli got broken, at which point you're not touching it any longer, tzroros ninu. And now it's considered to be tzroros, no different than kicking a stone and breaking a window. So it's over here, you kick the kli, it broke 50 feet away, that's like tzroros. So that's the question that Rava raises. You kick a kli, again, not the same as tzroros directly, you kick a kli and the kli breaks 50 feet away. Now it causes damage in the window or something else. It itself breaks 50 feet away. So you did touch the kli, that's true, but that touching is not directly what caused the damage. It only happened, when it later landed or rolled somewhere else. So Tifshu Lemi de Rava. The Gemara wants to resolve this issue based on a statement of Rava. Rava had the question. Rava seems to have the resolution. Amar Rava, Zara kli me'rosh hagag. Person throws a kli off of a roof. Uba achav eshibur b'makel. Guy's taking batting practice and smacks it before it hits the ground. Now, of course, if it had hit the ground, it would become broken, but this guy hit it before it hit the ground. So, Potter. The second guy is Potter. Darmina lei, because he could say, Mana tvira tovar. The item was already broken. So, don't you see? Mana tvira tovar? So, the rabba pshitalei, the rabba miboile. So, for rabba, this was a matter that was simple. According to rabba, this was a suffix. What did the Gemara resolve? What's the resolution? So look at Rashi. It's somewhat unclear, and as we'll see, it's a machlokes Rishonim. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, Potter, six lines up from the bottom. Potter, Hamishabro. Who's Potter? The one who broke it, the guy who took the batting practice. V'chayev Azoyrek. Who's Chayev? The person who threw it off the roof. What do you see? Busser may karaz linon. We go based on what? On the beginning of the action. In which case, Rabba's case of Darsa Klivo Shibaz with his Gagal Mokamacher would be Chayv Nezek Shalem. That's not Sroros. You touched it at the very beginning, and that later is what caused the damage. It's all contained within your original action. So to over here. Hamishabra Vachaiva Zarek. Alma Basame Karazlinon. Vahoil Visof Li Shover. Since it's going to break, Kamisha Shabra Hudami. It's as if you are the one who broke it, since ultimately will occur. As if you did it in your initial action. So when the guy threw it off the roof, it's broken already. As the Gemara said, mana tvira tovar. It's broken by the time it gets to the guy. You know, he throws it off, you know, Hudson Yards, and it's standing over there by that new building, you know what I'm talking about? And a guy standing at the bottom, which is probably illegal, right? You go to jail for that. But a guy standing at the bottom, and he smacks it with a bat. So by the time it gets to him, it's destined to become broken. Mana tvira tovar. It's already contained within his original action. That the Basame Karaz Linen is already broken, and therefore the second guy's putter, who's kind of the guy who threw it off the roof, don't you see? You go based on the original, you know, action. Yeah.
Did you say the same thing with people? That someone jumps off? Or...
I don't know. Too complicated. Now look at the Rambam. It's a good question. It's just be way off field. Look at the Rambam over here. Perek Zayin Chayvu Mazik Lochiyud Beis. The Rambam seems to learn like Rashi. Says the Rambam, Hazare kli mirosh hagag. Person throws something off the roof. V'lohoya tacht of kelim. There's no pillows underneath it. You know, the Rambam counts for that. V'kada makah v'shibra b'makel. Someone else comes and smacks it and breaks it. K'shu ba'avir kelim sheyagil oritz. Harei ze ha'acher potter. Who's potter? The second one. He was only going to break something. It was ultimately about to break, you know, imminently. He's breaking a kli that's already broken. So says the Magen Mishnah, who is Chayiv? The person who threw it off the roof. Obviously, if it's not his kli, if it's his kli, you could throw, you know, break whatever you want of your own. It sounds like from the Rambam that it's the obligation to pay rests with the party who threw it off the roof. The second guy who comes along and breaks it is potter because it is ultimately destined to become broken. No.
If it doesn't become broken, what's the status of the object? Meaning,
if the guy threw it off the Hudson Yards, it's breaking. It's gone. It's over.
Right, but theoretically, you throw from a distance where it should break and it doesn't.
Then it, that, no. I don't know what that means. Should break and it doesn't. It either will break or it won't break. And if it won't break, then your physics is wrong.
No, but are we saying that once it breaks retroactively, it was broken from the first time?
Yes.
So if it drops and it doesn't break, then everything.
Then it was never going to break. And then the guy who smacks it with the back is Chayiv.
Not that
you won't know that, because
there's no such thing.
The bat,
you're saying 99% of the time it breaks, 1% of the time it doesn't break. You'll never know because this guy smacked with a bat. Yeah. But we're assuming that either extreme. We're not assuming we're like 50% of the chance it'll break. We're assuming it's either definitely going to. If you throw something off the Empire State Building, it's not coming back. Yeah. Oh. That's Rashi and the Rambam. However, look at the Ramban. The Ramban has a major problem here with Rashi. And he asks, because one second, what was the other option? What was the other option in the Gemara? That we go, Basa Tvar Manaz Linan. Not Basa Me Karaz Linan, based on the action that you initially had at the time. Based on where it broke. When the item ultimately breaks, let's say an animal kicks it. The item breaks 50 yards away, 50 feet away. So, if we go based on Basa Tvar Manaz Linan, by the time the Hezek occurs, the animal's not touching it anymore. That's Sroros. Should only pay Chatzi Nezek. So what would be the case, what would be the halacha here in Rabba's scenario? What was Rabba's scenario? Guy threw it off the roof. Another guy came and smacked it with a bat. If you held Basar Tvar Manaz Linan, who would be Chayiv? Who would be Chayiv? If you hold Basar, says Rashi in the Rambam, from the fact that Rabba said the guy who threw it off the roof is chayv, not the guy who hits it with the bat, you see, Basame Karaz Linan was a really already, you know, the damage that was going to occur to this item, liability rests with the person who threw it off the roof. We go based on the initial action, even though the damage occurs way later. No, it's all contained in the original action. If that's the case, what if you held Basar Tvar Man Azlinan, Basar Soif Azlinan? Who should have been obligated? The guy who hit it with the bat, right? Says the Ramban, can't be. Can't be. There is no scenario, says the Ramban, where the guy who hit it with the bat could possibly be chayev. Why not? Why not? So he makes a very compelling argument. If I say to you, there's an item that's falling from the Empire State Building right now. No one's going to get hurt. Cordoned off. Would you buy such an item now? I'll sell you commodities. I'll sell you an item. It's, I don't know how tall the Empire State Building is. It's more than 1,000 feet. You know, it's 100 feet from the ground. I'll sell it to you. It's a, you know, a Ming vase. I'll sell it to you now. How much would you pay for it? Garbage, garnished. Zero. It's going to be... And you smash the smithereens, right? You have to be a moron to buy it. Or foolish. So how much is it worth? Basically zero. You know, I guess the value of the piece is worth it. So says Ramban, let's say I break something that's worth, you know, close to zero. Should you have to pay it all? No. The piece is going to be there either way. A guy smashed it with a bat before it hits the ground. But what was the value of the item that he smashed with a bat? Basically zero. Because either way, you're going to get the pieces in the end if you smash it with a bat or hits the ground. It's the same piece is going to be there either way. So what, you know, what is the net loss? Nothing. How could the guy who smashed it with a bat then possibly incur any liability? He smashed something that was worthless. In terms of its net worth. So says the Ramban, even if you held Basa Tvar Man Azlinan, the guy who hit it with the bat would never have been chayev. Says the Ramban, v'hote kamini v'gemar v'tifshot lemi d'rabba hochi perushoi. Tifshot the Basa Saif Azlinan. What does the Brisa say? Who's putter? Who's putter here? The guy who hits it with the bat. Says the Ramban, of course he's putter. You know why he's putter? He broke something, he smashed something that's entirely worthless. It's 2 minutes off the ground. It's going to break in 30 seconds. So you hit something. Who would buy such a thing now? Nobody. So how much is how is value determined? Chaver, we've discussed in the past based on kamu shava limka b'shuk b'isa maka b'isa shav, based on how much it could, you know, fetch on the market on eBay. This item, if you would put up on eBay selling futures of items that are about to be smashed on the ground, you'd have to be a fool to buy it. It's worth zero. So says the Ramban, that's not how you're going to tell whether you hold Basa Meikar Azlinan or Basa Tvar Man Azlinan. How are you going to tell whether you hold Basa Meikar Azlinan or Basa Tvar Man Azlinan? Based on whether or not the first guy is chayiv. If I hold Basa Meikar Azlinan, the first guy will be chayiv. He threw it off the roof. If you hold Basa Tvar Man Azlinan, so then neither one will be chayiv. The first guy threw it off the roof. He didn't break anything. The second guy who hit with the bat broke something that was worthless. So then, Basa Soif Azlinan would mean no one's chayiv. If you held Basa Meikar Azlinan, the first one would be chayiv. But no one can possibly hold, says the Ramban, that the second guy is chayiv, because even if he's, you know, broken with the bat, he broke something that was virtually worthless, because it was about to hit the ground. So says the Ramban, you can't look to the obligation of the guy who hit it with a bat to determine whether Basa Meikar Azlinan or Basa Soif Azlinan. You have to look to the obligation of the guy who threw it off the roof. What is the price of, what does Rabbi say about the guy who threw it off the roof? What does Rabbi say about the guy who threw it off the roof? What does he say? What's his obligation? What does he say? Dama Rabbi, Zara Klima, Rosh Hagag, Malachim, Shubha, Mako, Potter. Does he say anything about the guy who threw it off the roof? No. Says the Ramban, because both are Potter. Both are Potter. Because we hold Basar Soif Azlinan, Basar Tvar Man Azlinan. By that time, the guy who threw it off the roof is exempt. I just threw it off the roof. It didn't break. The guy who hit it with the bat broke something that was worthless. Everyone's off the hook. So let's read the Ramban. I'll get to your question in a second. It says the Ramban, V'hotek aminu migamar v'tivshoy labi d'rabba hochi perushoy. Tivshoy de Basar b'soif azlinan, mida'ama rabba. Uba acha v'shibba b'makel poter. The guy threw something off the roof. Someone else smacks it with a bat before it hits the ground. V'loy omar harishon chayev. He never said the first guy is chayev. De'isa gadaitach bos meikara ozil. if you would actually believe that we go based on what occurred, you know, what we project forward, what's going to occur at the time that the action occurred, you know, when the guy threw it off the roof, he could already project it's going to hit the ground, and therefore, you know, he'll be chayiv. Rabbi should have said that. That the first guy is chayiv, Ashmina Rabusa. That will be a big chiddush. V'lo lema the sheni potter. I mean, not that just that he told me the guy who hit it with the bat is potter. The sheni afu has lost a bus safe potter. Everyone will hold the guy who smacks it with the bat is potter. Whether you hold bus make cars or you hold bus safe. Why? Kaven shesofer lishaver, since it's destined to become broken, ain loy domim. No one would ever buy it. It's worthless. Since Rabba stresses the p'tur of the guy with the batch, mami no the rishonami potter. The first one is potter too. The guy who threw it off the roof. The baser b'soifas leinan. We go baser. We don't evaluate the item based on when it actually becomes broken. So if an animal kicks an iPhone and breaks 50 feet away, it will be tsroi rois, not nizke gufo. According to Rashi, Beniske Gufo, Eli, what do I say?
If the Ramban's interpretation is correct, then why would Rabba mention the second guy at all? Wouldn't the bigger chiddush be to say the first guy's potter?
Wouldn't the bigger chiddush be?
It was so posh that the second guy was potter.
No! We go buster safe! So I might have said that when the guy throws it off the roof, he didn't do anything. Maybe the guy who smacks it with the bat is chayiv.
Right,
it's push it, the guy who threw it off the roof is putter, because we don't go bust a make curry, we go bust a safe. Someone here has got to be on the hook. So maybe the guy with the bat. Says Rabbi, even the guy with the bat is putter.
And the Ramban said specifically that the guy with the bat, we obviously assume is putter.
No, if the guy with the, what the Ramban says, if the guy first guy was chayiv, you should have told me that. That's a big chiddush. That's bust a make curry as lean on. But says Ramban, from the fact that Rabbah didn't say that, it was pushed to him the first guy is not chayiv, because buster soif. We don't evaluate the item based on when the time of the action, but based on the time of the result. So the time of the action, nothing happened. Pushed he's putter. Quiet, what about the guy who smacks it with the bat? That's the time of the result. Maybe he should be chayiv, says Rabbah, even he's putter. Why? We go based on the time of the result, because it's worthless. Because who would purchase such an item that's about to become smashed? So it has no value in the marketplace. That's exactly what Ramban's point. He says, according to Rashi, that his bus may cars lean on, teach me the bigger chiddush, which is that the first guy's chayiv. The only reason the bigger chiddush is the second guy is if you hold bus or saif. If you hold bus may car, the bigger chiddush is the first guy. Must be Rab only addressed the second guy because he holds bus or saif. Bus may car, push it. Yeah, what do I say?
This could only apply to Kalim, right? This case.
As opposed to throwing people off?
Let's say you have like a cow and you kill somebody's cow. Then
oh my gosh.
Out, like, it was always trade.
We live in such a gruesome society. We're talking about getting items. Let's not kill any animals. He asked about throwing people off buildings. Let's just stick with breaking iPhones. If someone accuses me of encouraging breaking, let's just stick with that. Killing animals and all these things, much more complicated. Okay, that's the Ramban. The Rush, so according to the Ramban, who's chayiv? Nobody. That's against Rashi and against the Rambam. They held Bosom E Karaz Linan. We project forward based on your initial action all the way to the result. The Rush seems to agree with the Ramban because this statement of Rabba really appears later on. Daf Chavav Amud Beis. If you look at Chavav Amud Beis, Rashi tells you, he's bothered with the Ramban's question, why didn't Rabba say that the guy who threw it off the roof is chayiv? That's really what Rabba's saying. Not only is the guy who smacked it with the bad putter, the guy who threw it off the roof is chayiv. He should have said that. That's kind of like a Iker Chosim in a Sefer, right? Why didn't Rabba say that? So Rashi explains, he's forced to say, look at eight lines up from the bottom on Chavav Amud Beis, 8 or 9 lines up. Rashi is Zarak, same statement of Rabba. Zarak Baal HaKli, who threw it? the owner. Oh. Oh. That's why he's putter. That's why Robert didn't say he's chayev, because it's his own thing. The only question is the guy who hit it with the bat chayev? That's why he didn't say the guy who threw it is chayev. And therefore Rashi says, but of course, if it would be someone else's kli, he would be chayev. Basumei karazlina. Ramban says, no. Rabbi didn't mention the guy who threw it off because we hold Basu safe. Of course the guy who threw it off is putter. Nothing happened then. The only question about the guy with the bat, and he's putter too. You know why, says the Ramban? Because it's worthless then. Who would buy an item that's about to break? And since no one would buy it, it has no relative worth. However, Rashi would argue, no, Rabbi didn't address the guy who threw it off. Of course, the guy who threw off someone else's kli off the roof would be chayev. Basu mei karazlina, already project forward to the result. Why didn't Rabbi say that? We're talking about a kli that belongs to you. So the Rush later on, Perek Bei Simon Tes Zayin or his Gimel, Rashi Piresh Zarko Bal Hakli, the guy threw his own item. Gufi Shaya Kosher Loi Lama Loi Piresh Rabba Din Azorik. Why did Rabba only discuss the guy who hit it with a bat? Why did he discuss the guy who threw it off the roof? So he says because the guy threw off his own cleave. Loi Nehira. Says the Rush, come on, the Milsa the Pshiti the Batam Hashabbat the Veda Midasi. No, of course, if the guy threw off his own kli, he would be putter. And how do we derive from here the bus may karazlina? If he was in a bus, safe putter. The guy who threw it off, it's worthless now. The guy threw his kli away. So the Rush dismisses Rashi. Okay, so we have a machlekes rishonim. How to learn our Gemara. Rava had a suffix. The Gemara was poshed from the statement of Rabba about a guy who threw it off the kli and someone else broke it with a bat. Rashi understood from there, Basmei Karaz Linon. The Ramban understood, the Gemara is unclear. The Ramban understood we pass in Basar Seif as Linon. If we pass in Basar Seif, why isn't the guy who smacks it with a bat chayev? Because it's worthless at that time. Rashi holds Basmei Karaz Linon. The first guy who threw it off the roof is chayev. The guy who smacks it with a bat is putter because he already broke something, was already broken. If we would have held, though, Basar Seif as Linon, according to Rashi, would seem to be that the second guy would be chayev. He only proved we owe Basu mei karazlina from the fact that the first guy is chayev and not the second guy. But if we would hold Basu soif, so the first guy would be off the hook, and the second guy would be chayev. That's how Rashi implies. Look back at Rashi, Yizayin Mabez, Potter Amishabro, v'chayev azarek. Who's Potter? The guy who broke it. Who's chayev? The guy who threw it. I'm a Basu mei karazlina. If we would hold Basar Soif, the guy who smacked it with the bat would have been chayev. Rashi only proves from the fact that the guy who smacked it with the bat is putter must be that the first guy is chayev. He doesn't even entertain the possibility both are putter. That's the Ramban. He interprets him first from the fact that the second guy is putter must be the first guy is chayev. And which implies if the first guy would be putter, the second guy would be chayev. So a problem for Rashi. What's the problem for Rashi? The problem for Rashi is the question of the Ramban. Even if you held Basar Soif as Linon, how could it be that the guy who smacks it with a bat is chayev? Even if you held that we don't project forward from the time the guy throws it off the roof all the way to the result that it's going to break. Even if the first guy is not chayev, because he didn't do anything. We hold Basar Soif, we go look at the time of the result occurs, you know, when the damage occurs. How could a guy who smacks it with a bat be chayev? He broke something that was worthless. Who would put up on eBay an item that's about to break in 10 seconds? Who would buy such a thing? It has no value. If it has no value, how could a guy who smacks it with a bat be chayev? You hear the kasha? That's the kasha the Ramban asks on Rashi. So that's why the Ramban says you can't prove anything from the fact that the second guy is putter. The second guy is always going to be putter, whether you hold Basar mei karazlina, you hold Basar soif as linon. Rashi, though, infers from the fact that the second guy is putter must be the first guy's chayev. So Naftali Trop here explains. As with many other Achreinim, they quote Chayim, others. There must be, perhaps, Rashi and this Ramban are touching on an issue we've addressed many times, which is, what is the nature of the Chiyuv of Nezikin? Is it when a person, you know, do you have to replenish the lost value of an item? And the obligation for causing damage is because I decreased the value of your item. I took an item that was worth, you know, a car that was new and worth $30,000, and now I smashed into it and it's worth $10,000. So I damaged you $20,000, and when I have to pay back, I pay back that loss of value that you have in your net worth. But damages, Chiyuv Nezikin, is all about value and restoring value. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says, you broke something that was valueless. How could it possibly be a Chiyuv Nezikin? Mm-hmm. However, according to Rashi, it seems that the Chiyuv Nezikin is not about lost value and restoring value. It's about, you know, breaking items and restoring items. You had an item, it doesn't matter how much it's worth. That's not what the Chiyuv Nezikin is about. It's about protecting the items of somebody else, whether it has value or it has no value. And therefore, when you pay back, the obligation to pay back is not so much to restore value, but, you know, to recreate the item that was lost. If the item that was lost, you know, I can't give you a new car necessarily, but I can try and make you whole and give you enough money to repair your car. If you remember, we discussed this in the context of the Rambam and the Ravid, about a person who digs pits in someone else's field. So of course a field, you can't take shvua on a field. So if we have a dispute about fields, even if I concede partially and you take normally shvuas ma'id b'miksas, there's no shvua when it comes to fields, ein nishpon al karkos. What if we have, you know, a dispute about nizke karka? I say you dug pits in my field. You say, you dug one pit, you didn't dig all the pits that I'm claiming, ma'idah b'miksas. So would there be a shvua on nizke karka? So the opinion of the Ravid is yes, there would be. We've seen this a few times already. Opinion of the Ravid is yes, there would be. This is a shvua about money, not about properties. How many properties? This is a shvua about how much, you know, damages you have to pay. The Rambam disagrees. Rambam's opinion is, demei karka ke karka. Since you're paying nizke karka, what you're really doing is giving me, you know, property in return. You're restoring my property to the way that it was. That has the status of karka. It's either karka or it's equivalent. But the demei karka is the equivalent of karka. It's there to restore my item. But the chivam is, and therefore there's no, just like there's no shvua on karka, there's no shvua on demei karka, and this get karka. But according to the Rambam, the chivam nezikin is not so much because you decreased my net worth, and therefore you're restoring my net worth. It's about value. It's rather about restoring my item and destroying items. As you say like that, now perhaps we can understand Rashi. Rashi says, if a guy, if we would hold Basar Soif, we evaluate this situation based not at the time that the person took the action, he threw it off the roof. Well, if we would have taken the other side of the debate, the other side of the Suffolk of Rava, Basar Tvamanas Linan, so this guy threw something off the roof. We don't evaluate it now based on his actions. We evaluate it based on the results. Nothing happened yet. The guy throws it off the roof. He's not chayev. Guy comes when, you know, if no one else interferes, he's ultimately the guy who broke it on the ground. Then he would be chayev. But he'd only be chayev at the time that it broke on the ground. And if it would be an animal, it would be tsroros. Kocho kegufo dami, of course, that is your action ultimately. But you don't become chayev until it actually hits the ground. Basa tvarmon azlinon. And if you'd be an animal, and it kicks something, an iPhone, down the street, you would only evaluate it based on the time it actually breaks, and therefore it would be tsroros. Wouldn't be direct, it would be indirect. Fine. But now that someone else interfered with this whole scenario, someone else came and smacked it with the bat. So says Rashi, that second person is chayef. If we would hold Basar Seif as Linan, that second person would be chayef. How could it be chayef, says the Ramban? It's worth nothing at the time that the guy broke it, perhaps, according to Rashi. The Chiyuv of Nezikin is not about lost value. Of course now it's about to break, it's worthless. It's not about lost value, but you took a whole item and you broke it into pieces. So now you can't be chayef in Nezikin. Even if there isn't any lost value, you broke an item. You have to restore my item. So maybe if that's what the Chiyuv Nezikin is all about, so then we could even speak about a Chiyuv Nezikin by an item that's about to become broken. Chevra, you hear? According to the Ramban, the Chiyuv Nezikin is about lost value. This item is worthless. So if you hold Basar Soif Azin, and that's what the Ramban holds, the first guy's potter, because when he threw it, nothing happened yet. We're going to evaluate it based on the results. By the time the results occur, someone else came and smashed it with the bat. So let's make him chayev. We can't. He broke something that was valueless. According to the Ramban, Chiyuv Nezikin is not about restoring an item and making you whole. It's about restoring value. Oh, and this item was valueless. What then emerges, though, for Rashi? Rashi holds Basamei Karaz Linan. So what must we say, according to Rashi? What does that mean, Basamei Karaz Linan? Not only we evaluate it based on the time of the actions. We already project forward to the result. So who's chayv? The guy who threw it off the roof, because it's ultimately going to break as a result of his actions. He's chayv already now. That's considered to be a direct result of his actions. If an animal kicks the iPhone down the street, even though it only breaks 50 yards away, he'll be chayv, you know, nezek sholim. That's as if he kicked it and it broke right away. Basamei karazlina. What must we say for Rashi? We must say that it's already considered to be broken now. The chiyuv of nezikin is not about lost value. It's about the item itself. The item is already considered to be broken now. And that's implied by the language of Rabbah. What did Rabbah say? The second guy is potter, Damrina Lay. He can say to the first guy, Mona Tvira Tovar. I already broke a broken item. It's already broken. Not that it's valueless. It's broken. With this perspective, Chevra, we can understand Tosfos. Look over here, Tosfos. Says Tosfos is on the base. Little Tosfos, bottom Tosfos. Zarak li me'rosh hagag. A guy throws something off the roof. Says Tosfos. So what do we hold? Bus may karaz lean on. We evaluate it from the time that he threw it. It's already broken. Says Tosfos. Nira. Dim zarak even ocheitz al hakli. Let's say I didn't throw the item off the roof. What did I do? There's an item sitting over there, you know, on top of the roof. I'm bored in class, so I'm going to take target practice. I'll take out my crossbow, and I'll shoot at, you know, try to hit the apple on the top of the building. Not advisable, but okay. So do we say that I'm chayev the minute that you shot it? Basame karaz linam? Or we only evaluate that based on the time that the result actually occurs, bus or safe. What will be the difference? What if someone else comes and smashes the apple with a bat, the kli with a bat, before my crossbow gets there? Would you say I'm chayev? Is that the same as the guy who throws something off the roof? What do we say? According to Rashi, a guy throws something off Hudson Yards. Someone else smashes it with a bat. Who's chayev? Before it hits the ground, the guy who threw it off the roof. Would you say over here too, I shot a bow and I crossbow at it. Someone else came and smacked it with a bat before my arrow got there. I'm chayev? Basmei karaz lina? Says Tosfos no. What?
First damage.
Who?
Means the first time that it loses in value.
According to Rashi, it's about the item breaking, not so much about value. It's about, but either way, let's consider the cases, right? One case is a guy drops it off the roof. Someone else smashed it with a bat. Rashi says, who's chayev there? The guy threw it off the roof. He's not the one who broke it. The guy who smashed it with the bat is the guy who broke it. But it's all contained within his original action. We project forward to what inevitably will occur. Here, over here, I'm shooting my crossbow. Says Tosfos, even though over here, the guy who threw it off the roof is chayev, here, where I shot a crossbow at it, and someone else came and smashed it with a bat before my arrow got there, I'm not chayev. Says Tosfos, near them, zark, evan, okay, tawakli. The guy who hit it with the bat is chayev. Don't tell me he broke something which was already broken. Okay. It's pashut, says Tosfos. There's a difference between throwing the kli and shooting an arrow at the kli. Really, what's the svar pshuta? He says, yeah, what do you want to say?
You can miss with the arrow.
No, I don't think we're accounting for that. If you're accounting for that, then it's not broken. So we know it's going to break. It's not to account for the inevitability. That's like I was saying. Is it, we throw it off and it's not going to break. No, we're not accounting for that. We're not considering that.
The object is...
It's going to break. Tosfos Seal says, you're not liable. Why? What's the difference? What's the svar pshuta that Tosfos says between throwing the item off the roof versus shooting an arrow at the item? In one case, if a guy smacks it with a bat before it hits the ground, I'm chayev. Another case, a guy smacks it with a bat before my arrow gets there, he's chayev. What's the difference? What difference should that make? Either way, my arrow is traveling towards it or it's traveling towards the ground. It has no value. By the time the guy hits it with the bat, it has no value. Either because I shot, you know, a missile at it, you know, RPG, or this guy threw it off the roof. Either way, it's imminently about to break. So according to the Ramban, that it's all about lost value. That's what Nezikin is about. What difference does it make whether I touched the item or I didn't touch the item? Either way, it's about to break. It's valueless. How can a guy who hit it with the bat be chayav? But according to Rashi, that we explained already, the chiyuv of Nezikin is about restoring the item and destroying the item. Nothing to do with lost value and net worth. Now we understand. Now it is a svar pshuta. If you took the item itself and threw it off the roof, you broke the item, manatvira tavar. It's a broken item. Someone hits it with a bat. He's potter because it's all contained within your initial action. We project forward. So it's already broken. If I shot an arrow at it, I'm not handling the item. The item is sitting there, you know, minding its own business. It's about to, you know, little does it know that it's about to be hit with an RPG. But lemaisa is, I didn't touch it. So how can you consider that I broke the item? I never handled the item. I never touched it. So it's not a broken item. A guy smashed it with a bat first. He's chayav. He's the guy who broke the item. If we're evaluating it based on the item, whether it's broken or it's, you know, intact, so there's a big difference between whether I handled the item or I didn't handle the item. Tysus' distinction makes a lot of sense. According to the Ramban, Tysus' distinction makes no sense. Either way, I made the item lose all its value, either by shooting an RPG at it or by throwing it off the roof. What difference does it make? So if you hold Basmei Karaz lean on, in either scenario, I should be chayav, and the guy who breaks it with a bat later should be putty, broken item that was virtually worthless. But if we evaluate it based on the integrity of the item, breaking the item, destroying the item, there's a big difference between whether I handled the item itself or when I didn't handle the item. The Ksais HaKleishin claims that there are Rishonim who disagree with our Tosfos. Where the Rishonim who disagree with our Tosfos, it's a little complicated. The Ksais HaKleishin brings two comments of the Rishonim, one not so famous, the other one, you can't learn Bava Kamma without knowing this comment of the Nemuka Yosef, that they both disagree with our Tosfos. What did our Tosfos say? The only time we say Basamei Karaz Linan is when I handle the item, and we explained why that might be so. As opposed to when I shot an arrow at the item, no one would say Basamei Karaz Linan. No one's going to say you're going to project forward to when the item will be broken. Said that makes sense according to Rashi, maybe not the Ramban. In fact, the Ksais claims that Rishonim would disagree with Tosfos. Where do you see that? Because look over here, says the Rosh. What would you say for Tosfos about the following situation? Yeah. Animal is walking in Rishus HaRabim. What happens if the animal causes damage in Rishus HaRabim? Whatever, yeah. Potter. Only if it's in the Rishus of the Nizak. The animal's walking, kicks a stone. If the stone hits a store window, that's a Rishus of the Nizak. But he kicked the stone in Rishus HaRabim. Common scenario. What's the aloha? Potter, chayiv. Says the Rosh. Midibei Rosh Nir, the Gam Bezorek Chetzah Zlina Basmei Kara. Taisa said, don't tell me that when a guy shoots, you know, an arrow, a crossbow, an RPG, and an item, that we already say Basmei Kara Zlina evaluated based on the result now, and it's as if he broke it and a guy was smacked with the baddest potter. No. We would never say Basmei Kara Zlina unless you handle the item itself. However, says the Rosh, if that's the case, by the way, so then, would you ever say Basmei Kara Zlina by a guy who kicks a stone and goes and breaks a window? Let's evaluate that scenario based on what Taisva said. Animal's walking, shoots a rabbit, kicks a stone and goes and breaks a store window. So that's like a guy who shoots an arrow and causes damage somewhere else. So where would we evaluate, you know, the action, the damage, based on where it took place or where the action took place, where the damage took place? Basmei Kara Zlina, Basar Tvar Mana Zlina, based on when the item get broken. So according to Tosfos, if you didn't handle the item that got broken itself, you shot an arrow, we always hold Basar Tvar Mana Zlina. So the animal that kicks a stone in Rishus HaRabim and breaks something in Rishus HaYochid should be Chayiv. Says the Rosh, Shekazer Perakeset HaRagel, Gabi Yitiza b'Rishus HaRabim, Yizika b'Rishus HaYochid, Chayiv. He's Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? It's true, you're Chayiv. If the animal kicks a stone and breaks the store window, the owner of the animal is Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? I would have said he's Chayiv Because Basa Tfar Manas Lina, it's Poshut there, says Tyson. The only time you say Basa Mekar is Lina is when I handle the item that ultimately became broken, not when I shot an arrow at it. I didn't handle the window. The window's in the Rishus HaYofit. V'yavagav d'gabi darsav k'ivin is gagal mokim akav in Ishbar. And even though we said when the animal kicked something and it broke 50 yards away, asikna le'o karabu the Basa Mekar is Lina. The Rosh says, even though normally we evaluate a hezek based on not where the damage occurred, but where the action occurred, not where the result occurred, but where the action occurred, halakalo hazina basmei kara. Here we don't follow basmei kara. Why? So Tosfos would have said, I'll tell you why. Basmei kara is only when you handle the broken item itself, not when you shoot an arrow at it. Elahakam akushanasibo anezek says the Rosh, no, because the gully krobe rego, the pasuk says by rego, will be a bisteyaker. Either it's walking in someone else's field, Rabbi or Haya b'chater anizak. Here, the damage occurred in the chater anizak. So the Rosh says that Xeris HaKazuv overrides, even though it's true, Basmei Kara Azlinan. And the Rosh doesn't distinguish between Basmei Kara of handling the broken item or shooting an arrow at an item. In both scenarios, one could say the entire thing is including your initial action. We already evaluate initial action based on the result that inevitably will occur. So we should have said that when the animal kicks the stone, that the damage occurred in the Rishus HaRabim, that's where the animal is walking, not where the damage actually occurred in the Rishus HaYochid. Says the Rosh, is Xeris HaKosov here. Will be a B'steyacher. So says Xois, V'ine Melechalik will be on the fourth line, Ben Zorach Chetz, Zorach Kli, if you'll accept Tosfos' distinction between throwing the item itself or throwing an arrow at it, Imkein Mike Hashaleh. What is the Rosh hacking? About May Karazlina, Mike, but May Karazlina is only when you handled the item itself. You didn't touch the window that broke. There, you kicked the stone in the Rishus HaRabim. They know what's Sreras for Havalei Zarek Chetz. That's like shooting an arrow at the window. But no one would hold Basa May Karazlina. Must be the Rosh doesn't distinguish. Oh, Vade, the Rosh, in Machalik, in Zarek Chetz, Zarek Kli. Similarly, says in the Mukhe Yosef the following thing. The Mukhe Yosef asks, how is a person able to light Shabbos candles? Not how is it possible to light candles, you take a match, put it on the candle. How is it permitted? Why? If you hold basar, soifas lean on, I light a candle on Erev Shabbos. When I lit it, it was mutter. What happens to the candle? It continues to burn throughout Shabbos. Says the Rosh, isn't that my action continuing on to Shabbos? It's as if I'm continuing to light the candle on Shabbos. Basar soifas lean on. Look at the Rosh. This is the famous kash of the Mukhe Yosef. Hey, Mashu, Divin, and Mukhe Yosef, per case of the Rego. Gabi Isha Mishum Chitzim, there's one opinion if a person lights a fire and it goes out and causes damage. That's like his own action. It's like you did it. You harnessed the natural force to do your bidding. V'kashelacha says the Nemuka Yosef imkain heichi sharina nimchashecha lahadikas haneiros. How can you light neiros Shabbos? Chavi, you got to know the Nemuka Yosef. So Nemuka Yosef gives the following answer: Loi kasha sherechiyuvo mishum chitzav kizare kachetz. When you light a fire, that's like shooting an arrow. Shebisho sheyotza chetz mitachas yodoi. When does everything occur? A guy shoots a gun. When does it become chayav? When it kills somebody? Or when he shot the gun? Says the Mukhe Yosef from the time that he shot the gun. Boser may karaz linon. We don't evaluate it based on the result, based on the time the action occurred. Ella says the Rosh, look at the Mukhe Yosef all the way at the end, and the second the last line of the Ksois, command the Adlik May Kora. 1 minute. Says the Ksois, Mashma Mizeh. When do we apply Basa May Kora Zina not only to a guy who touches the item and ultimately became broken? This applies everywhere to a guy who shoots an arrow at something, a guy who shoots a gun, a guy who lights a candle. We evaluate everything based on the initial action, we project forward to ultimately the results that will occur, and that's already contained within your initial action. When you shoot an arrow, it's as if you did the action. So a guy who shoots a crossbow, at the apple, you know, at the clear that's on top of the building, someone else comes and smacks it with a bat. Says Tosis, there, of course, the guy who hits it with the bat before the arrow gets there is chayav. The guy who shot the arrow didn't handle the item. Says Mukar Yosef, no, everything's contained within your initial action. Just like a guy who lights candles on Friday. Everything's contained within your initial action. It's not like you're continuing to light a candle as long as the candle burns. Everything's contained within your initial action. And the guy who shot the arrow would be chayav. Bosamei karaz linon. They reject this distinction of Tosis. I might be, you know, same machlokes as Rashi and the Ramban. So whether we apply Basamei Karaz Lina not only to a guy who handles the item that will actually become broken, but even a guy who shoots an arrow at the item. If the guy, it's only the when you handle the item to become broken, we say because we project forward, it's as if you broke the item. But according to Tysus, we don't project every action forward to its net result and assume it all occurred right away. No. It's only when you handle the broken item, you know, you handle the item, it's going to become broken, you throw it off the roof, it's as if you broke it. But not if I shoot an arrow at it. Not if I, no. But the Ksais claims the Russian Luka Yosef would even extend it to there. All actions are evaluated based on their net result. Wow. So Shekla claims in Eretz HaTzvi that perhaps this is the basis for a big machlekes achrainim. You have to know about this. It's like pushing stuff. Mar says Masechta Shabbos the following thing. A guy puts bread into the oven. Which lama test, one of the lama test malachas that he violated on Shabbos, he does this on Shabbos. Huh? Oifer. Usually called bishul. Oifer is only by bread. Baking only by, we call baked chicken too, but it's really not baked in halacha, that's roasted. Okay? Fine. When does it become a chayiv? When it becomes, what was the shear of bishul on Shabbos? Anybody know? Huh? Not how big, how far cooked. Third of, what do we call that? Maichu ben derusoi. Till it becomes edible. To ben derusoi, who was a bandit on the run, who would eat food even when it was only partially cooked. Third cooked, half cooked. What if I put bread in the oven and the guy... The Gemara discusses this b'shayig, is this b'mezid, a guy who all of a sudden had hirurei tshuva, went to the chassidus shir, had a hirurei tshuva, wants to come back and take it out, or maybe the guy was a shayig, and then he learned Hilchos Shabbos in the intro. And the guy snatches it out of the oven before it becomes baked. Did he prevent himself from violating an Issur midoraisa of bishul b'Shabbos? Yes. Says the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, of Adam and Aleph, hid b'kpas b'tanor. A guy puts bread inside of the oven. He tirloler daisa. They permitted him to remove it. Kailim shiavu de isuskila before he'll arrive at an isuskila. All right. So when you become chai from lecha Shabbos, when what occurs? When the net result occurs. So what about planting? When do you think you become chai for planting? Maybe when it takes root. Kodem hashrasha. Let's say I put a seed on the ground. Before it ever takes root, I take it off. Says Rashash. Masechta Shabbos on Gimel Aleph. Hinei imlokar hazera kodem shenishrash. Person puts a seed on the ground. He picks it up before it takes root. Near the potter. No different. Then a guy puts bread in the oven. And takes it out before it bakes. The potter gomor freyo. Masha zera kodem lunis kamen mashavtoi. He didn't see it through to the end. V'davar zayish l'omah mibaya. The Rabbi Bar Abba, Reish Mechilden, Nimrodeo, Kodim Shanef, or Potter. No different than a guy who puts bread in the oven, takes it out before it becomes baked. He's Potter. A guy puts a seed on the ground, takes it out. Before it takes root, he's Potter. One minute. Chevra. So a guy who doesn't take it out, let's say I don't take the seed out of the ground. I put it in the ground and leave it there. Chayev or also on Shabbos. Might be the first or the second of the Lama Tesovus Malachas is Zerea. Either Chayresh or Zerea. Planting. What's planting? If I were to, you know, you were rewriting Ribiat's book, yeah? What would be, how would you describe planting? You're describing it to a person who doesn't know what planting is, a Martian. You would say a guy takes a seed and puts it in the ground. Chayev or Osir on Shabbos? Chayev. Chayev. I'm going to say Chayev Amuta, right? Chayev. Chayev. Put the seed. When does it take root, though? One minute. We're not farmers. When does a seed take root? Days later on Tuesday. Wednesday. So says the Rosh Hashanah, 1 minute. If I take it out before it takes root, I'm putter, like a guy who puts bread in the oven but takes it out before it becomes baked. What if I, well, let's say you do leave it there. When's it going to take root, though? Thursday. So you see, says Rosh Hashanah, a guy who begins an action on Shabbos, which is prohibited, even though it only becomes completed during the week, chayev. Therefore, zok de Rosh Hashanah, what about a guy who puts bread in the oven 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos? And it becomes baked, not on Shabbos. When does it become baked? On Sunday? Chayev? No different than a guy who puts seed in the ground that only takes root on Thursday. Here also Chayev. Zakhtar HaShash, your neighbor Zareya, Mahash with the Chayev, after Ashrash, Lotiya B'chal. It's not going to take root till during the week, or Mizeh nearly. Says Rashash, Shechena Oifa B'Shabbos, Im Chashecha, Chayev. Avde ein shahu shetigmar fiyasa ba'od yoyim. Even though it can't bake on Shabbos itself. Wow. That's the opinion of the Rosh Hashanah. It's also known as the opinion of the Chelkas Yoyav. That was one of the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer. Foremost Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer. However, the Avnei Nezer himself, as well as the Minchas Chinuch, disagree. Yeah, no.
So the Rosh Hashanah would say that you wouldn't be able to remove the bread then from the oven unless...
No! If you remove it...
Oh, because it's saying that you remove yourself from the Esser, but he's saying you would still be able to run the
If you remove it before it actually happens, you're putter. But if you let it happen, even if it only happens during the week, you're chayef. No.
So if you put it in the oven on Shabbos, and you take it out before it bakes, and you put it back in on Sunday, you'd still be chayef.
Putter!
Why? You started on Shabbos.
But that's not the action that took it through to its completion, was putting it in on Sunday.
So it's not that way.
No, potter. So if I put it in and left it there. Minchas Chinuch disagrees. And he says no. We have to distinguish between melachos. If a person puts bread into the oven, he does not become chayv right away until it actually bakes. And if it actually bakes on Sunday, putter. Just because you put it in on Shabbos, it didn't become baked until Sunday. Putter. Just like if you took it out of the oven before it became baked, you're putter. If Shabbos ends before it becomes baked, you're putter. What was the Rav of Rosh Hashanah the other way? A guy who puts seed in the ground. It's not going to take root till Thursday. So how can I be chayev there? If we hold that when you put bread into the oven, it doesn't bake till Sunday, you're putter. How come when I put a seed in the ground, it's not going to take root till Thursday? I'm chayev. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Because the malacha of Zoreya is different than the malacha of Bishol. Zoreya, you're chayev the minute you put it into the ground. And even in a place where it could take root. And even if you take it out before it roots, you're chayev. You're chayev the minute you put it into the ground. As long as it's in a place where it could take root. If you plant it in the middle of cement, it's never going to take root. You're not chayev. But I put it in a place where it could take root, you're chayev the minute you put it there. Not like the guy who puts it in the oven and he takes it out before it becomes baked. There you're putter. And if Shabbos ends, you're putter too. If you put it into the ground, Zoreya is different. The minute you put it into the ground, you're chayev. Why should we distinguish in that fashion? So I believe that he doesn't explain. Rav Pesach Frank explains more in the Har Tzvi that it's because what happens here when you put something in the oven? Are you done with it? You put something on top of the stovetop. Are you done with it? I know none of us here are really so domesticated. But are you done with it? No. You got to stir it. You got to check it. You're not done. You're not done. Your actions are not over. Your involvement hasn't ended. So you don't become chayv right away. What happens when you plant something in the ground? Is the farmer done once he plants it? Of course he has to water it, yes, but you don't check on your seed. Guess what happens if you check on your seed like an elementary school kid who's growing lima beans? It will never grow. You got to leave it alone. Stay away. So your involvement ends the minute you put it into the ground. So that's when you become chayev. Your involvement never ends until it's on the table. So your chiyuv only emerges, only takes root, you know, only takes shape when it actually becomes baked. So if you take it out beforehand, if Shabbos ends beforehand, you're potter. Zireh, you become chayv the minute you put it in the ground because your involvement is over. And even if Shabbos ends and it doesn't take root till Thursday, you're chayv. Fine. Big machlekes. What if I put something into the oven 10 minutes before Shabbos is over? Am I chayv or potter? Chelkos yoyov. It's a chreinish of machlekes. Chelkos yoyov. And the Rashash would say, chayv. Even though it bakes on Sunday, the Minchas Chinuch, the Eglei Tal, the Amnezer, they would say, you're putter, because here, Bishul, you don't become chayv until it actually reaches its conclusion, like a guy who takes it out before it actually becomes baked, so too Shabbos ends before it becomes baked here. So Shechter claims in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, it's on the back page, that this depends on our machlekes harishonim here that the Ksais told us about. The Ksais alerted us to a machlekes harishonim. According to the Mukhe Yosef, according to the Rosh, the minute that you shoot an arrow at something, you already become chayav for the results that will inevitably take place. Yeah? We already project forward what's going to take place, and it's already contained within your initial action. So if a person puts bread into the oven on Shabbos, even though it doesn't become baked till Sunday, you could be chayav now. It's an inevitable result. Unless something else will happen to this, it's an inevitable result of your actions. We project forward to the result already now. It's contained within your initial action. You become chayv on Shabbos for what will take place on Sunday. But if we say like our Tosfos, no, this halacha is local to touching an item and throwing it off a roof, because then we consider it as if it's a broken item. This does not mean every single time you take an action, we project the results forward and it's already contained within your initial action. If I shoot an arrow at something, we don't assume it's broken already, and if a guy will smash it with her bat before the arrow gets there, he will be chayv and not me. So then, a guy who puts something in the oven while it's Shabbos, we're not going to project the results forward and consume is already contained with the initial action. No, if it only gets baked on on Sunday, can't be chayv for putting it in the oven on Shabbos. So perhaps this machlekes achreinim really hinges upon this machlekes harishonim that we discussed. Okay, chavra, we'll pick up with this tomorrow.